You're listening to SBS News.
The United States has smashed its daily record for coronavirus cases with about 60,000 new infections. Reuters says it's the biggest increase ever reported by a country in a single day. As the US reaches the 3 million case mark, New Jersey's governor is ordering face masks be worn outdoors where social distancing isn't practical. California is one of the hardest-hit states, and its governor, Gavin Newsom, says one of its largest daily totals recorded is due to a case backlog.
This number should draw some attention, and that is one of the largest single-day cohort number of positive cases that we've reported since the beginning of this pandemic.
Despite the surge in COVID-19, U.S. President Donald Trump is continuing to push for the reopening of schools. In New York City, there are plans to allow students back into the classroom on alternating days. Governor Andrew Cuomo wants schools to reopen in September, depending on the infection rate.
School reopenings are a state decision, period. That is the law, and that is the way we're going to proceed. It's not up to the President of the United States.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos says families and students need options.
The pediatrics guidance concluded that everyone should start with a goal of having students physically present in school. Fully open and fully operational means that students need a full school year or more, and it's expected it will look different depending on where you are.
The White House has already expressed objections to the planned guidelines, with Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany stating some are impossible to follow.
Have children bring their own meals as feasible? Well, there are 22 million children in this country who depend on these meals at schools, who depend on access to nutrition in schools. So that's one example.
Leading US infectious diseases expert Dr. Anthony Fauci is worried about what might happen to families when children can't attend school.
You could open the schools with very little additional type precautions other than the usual public health. In the other situation, you might have counties or parts of the state in which there is enough viral activity that you might want to modify scheduling. Things like masks at all time, things like alternating morning, afternoon.
Dr. Fauci is also hopeful a COVID-19 vaccine could be developed by the start of 2021. And what will also take effect next year is the US withdrawal from the World Health Organization as its largest financial contributor. The United Nations Secretary General spokesman Stefan Dujarric confirmed the timeframe, which some speculate could change under a different US administration.
The US's participation in the World Health Organization was accepted by the World Health Assembly with certain conditions set out by the United States for its eventual withdrawal from WHO. Those conditions include giving a one-year notice and fully meeting the payments of assessed financial obligations.
Government reports show coronavirus is spreading most quickly in Latin America. Also, Africa has more than 500,000 cases, but many African countries are facing a shortage of testing equipment. And in Europe, there have been violent protests in Serbia's capital, Belgrade, over the proposed reintroduction of coronavirus measures. Serbia's Interior Minister, Nebojša Stefanović, has condemned the protests, which included demonstrators targeting the downtown parliament building.
I think that it is very clear tonight, after everything you could have seen that was happening on the streets of Belgrade, Novi Sad, Kragujevac, Nis and other cities in Serbia, that we have a situation that can be described only as a complete violence, and that by an attempt with violence and the physical confrontation with the people, destroying of the properties, trying to seize the government by force without the will of the people.
The Serbian president is reportedly backing down on a planned weekend curfew lasting from 6 o'clock Friday night until 5 o'clock Monday morning. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.